Good morning, everyone. So, I'm your pastor, I'm a shepherd, and I've been emphasizing this recently to try to put in context my motivations, especially during this very tumultuous time that we live in. So as a shepherd, right, he keeps watch over the sheep, right? But he looks for those threats to their safety, to their lives. The wolves who are looking to devour them. I'm noticing I'm doing this with my hands. I must have been watching a lot of rallies lately. But when I start doing this, you know, so. But anyways, so that's what I'm up to, okay? And I love you. I hope you know that. I mean, I love you. And love, if it's real, okay, has concern for your safety, for your lives. Okay. So, I want to place a major warning bell on the time that we're living in right now. I heard someone speaking, and they used the term a tipping point, and I went, perfect. I mean, that's it. And I actually quickly went to Webster's dictionary, all right? So here's what Webster said a tipping point is. The critical point in a situation, process, or system beyond which a significant and often unstoppable effect or change takes place. And I went, perfect. My brothers and sisters, this is what we're facing. Now, here's how my brain works. And this is what I'm observing. And you can take it or leave it. I hope you take it. But I always look at what God's up to or what God's been up to. And I oftentimes notice, and certainly through salvation history, God has done this over and over again, but I oftentimes notice that he uses dates and things like that, I think, to solidify what he's trying to tell us. So, I've been noticing a lot about one candidate has been in office for 47 years. What has he done? While the other one, look what he's done for 47 months. I don't know why, but the number 47 struck me. And I started browsing around and realized that one of the candidates, while in office for 47 years, was made the 47th Vice President of the United States. I'm going, okay, you're starting to get my attention. And then I thought to myself, well, if this is a 47th year, what happened 47 years ago? Do the math. 1973. Okay, I think you all understand what that means. That was the year our country made a deal with the devil, where it became a law of the land that innocent little children in once a place that was the most loved and protected place in all the universe, a mama's womb, was now a killing field. 47 years ago, we opened up that portal. We made a decision collectively as a country. And under our watch, especially guys my age watch, right? We allowed this to persist. Being the country we all know that leads the way throughout the world, sets the stage, is the model and example for others to follow. The whole world opened up to allow these precious little innocent children to be slaughtered under our watch 47 years ago. In the years leading up to that, the stage was set. Joseph Stalin, who was the leader of the communist Russia, in the years following World War II, was quoted as saying this: America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. Its patriotism, its morality, and its spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Speculated sometime after the years following World War II. And so the campaign began. I've been reflecting upon you heard me say this, but a song, there's so many I love from that era. Mom played the radio through the house when we were growing up. And I always see these suave and debonair crooners like Sinatra and Dean Martin. Well, this one that struck me was Mack the Knife by Bobby Darin. But it threw me back to understand what was the era like back then. We reflected on this last weekend, so I'm not going to repeat all that. But just to say, that was an era in which we knew better. I brought this along. I commented on it on social media, and somebody went to eBay and got it for me. This is Life magazine, 1965. And what is it? Does it say? The drama of life before birth, 1965. We knew the science. Okay, there's their God, right? We knew the science. We knew better. We were great patriots with strong morals and zealous spiritual lives. Everybody went to church in this year. Okay? Interesting to note, this was the same year the Griswold versus Connecticut decision came in. You can now take drugs or whatever. Birth control. And then the explosion, the volcano erupted. Now with consequences no longer at bay. Let's do this thing. Let's indulge the flesh as we've never done before. Maybe not since the times of Sodom and Gomorrah. The explosion of the sexual revolution. Leading to what? 8 years later. Now, if the pill didn't work, kill the baby. The consequences removed. Immorality runs rampant. People losing their way. People becoming irreligious. People joining ranks with those who not only deny religion, but war against it. 47 years ago. Interesting to note that in that same exact year, Our Lady visited Sister Agnes Sisagawa, Akita, Japan, in that year in which we made a decision to make a deal with the devil and to kill those unprotected, defenseless little ones. Now 1.7 billion worldwide. And Our Lady gave this message, this warning. My dear daughter, listen well to what I have to say to you. As I told you, If men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the deluge, such as one has never been seen before. Fire will fall from the sky and wipe out a great part of humanity, the good as well as the bad, sparing neither priests nor faithful. The survivors will find themselves so desolate that they will envy the dead. Each day recite the prayer of the rosary. With the rosary, pray for the Pope, bishops, and priests. The work of the devil will infiltrate even into the church in such a way that one will see cardinals opposing cardinals, bishops opposing bishops. The priests who venerate me will be scorned and opposed by their confreres. Churches and altars will be sacked. The church will be full of those who accept compromises. And the demon will press many priests and consecrated souls to leave the service of the Lord. 47 years ago, in the year we made the deal with the devil, Our Lady never spoke to Sister Agnes Sensagawa until recently. October 6th of this past year, the message came, and it was just this: put on ashes, pray a repentant rosary. That was day one of the Amazon Synod, where we all looked on in horror, especially the days leading up to it. Well, we're probably going to solidify that those in mortal sin can go ahead and receive communion. We're going to get rid of celibacy for priesthood. The male priesthood is eliminated, and so on and so forth. All this talk, all these threats came in that period of time between August 5th and day one of the Amazon Synod, October 6th, the exact day that Our Lady, since 1973, spoke up once again. August 5th, we understood. Now, 70% say that's not God on that altar. Instead of taking that as a warning bell to sound across this world that we need to change our ways, we need to repent, we need to do something, anything, no. No, let's talk about getting rid of celibacy. Let's talk about getting rid of male priesthood. Let's talk about communion for those in mortal sin. Oh, wait a minute. Let's worship pagan idols in the center of the Catholic Church. Steps away from the altar in St. Peter's Basilica, under which carries the bones of our first Pope, St. Peter. On October 6th, the same day the warning came. And if you believe some reports, because these have not been refuted, cell phone activity was gone from October 7th to October 24th, indicating that some event happened on October 6th in the Wuhan lab in China. As we're heading in to this 47th year, a tipping point. These are the ones we've suffered through this year. Let's recall Joseph Stalin's quote: America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. Patriotism. How many of you are afraid to put a flag out in your yard? or on your car? How many of you are afraid of supporting a movement in our country right now to restore patriotism? How many of you were aghast as rioters got into the face of our fighting, heroic law enforcement officers and shouted them down? Resistance is threefold: the patriotism, the morality, later after the deal with the devil in 1973, a great pope resigned only days after the 40th anniversary. This was a pope that was pulling us back in, helping us to understand who we are as Catholic Christian people, how we are called. In recent days, in recent years, mortal sinners can go ahead and have communion. Now, people in gay marriages can have civil unions. A seeming endorsement as the one candidate has already, as a Catholic, stood up and officiated at not one but two gay marriages. A documentary is going to be released today that, first of all, says the leader of the movement that is pulling us back to patriotism, morality, and spiritual life is not a Christian because he protects our borders. And at the same time, seems fine with gay unions. Okay. There's the ambiguity, okay, that allows someone to walk out the back door if they're ever confronted. Yet every major publication throughout this world interpreted it for our worldly citizens that we just got an endorsement from the leader of our church, and no explanation followed. Where's the answer to the dubia? Where's the McCarrick report? We're left in confusion. I've been saying that this evil has manifested itself. Now I'm talking about the whole world. I'm not talking about just the church. In two ways: rage and division. I thought about it later and I said, wait, that's just the definition of the devil himself. Rage and division. Aren't we seeing that even in our families? The new way in our culture right now, no questions asked, just get in someone's face and shout them down, tell them what an awful person they are, and then have nothing to do with them from that point on. That's been conditioned into us, my brothers and sisters. Okay? The ruling class, the elites who own and operate all the levers of influence, have been instilling in you and I rage and division 24/7, minute by minute, every day. So if you tune into that, you're going to get indoctrinated in all likelihood. And your condition to rage at your neighbor and then leave them. And then, as I've been saying, we're accused of being divisive. Because why? Because we're not following the Joseph Stalin way as we should. Patriotism, morality, and the spiritual life. The spiritual life, he said. The belief in the supernatural power of God. The belief that With man it's impossible. With God all things are possible. The belief that we are one nation under God. We lose that. Fulton Sheen would remind us many times. We lose our country. And we are. Fulton Sheen understood it, and so did Joseph Stalin. 47 years ago today, yet here we are, about to get a third Supreme Court justice that isn't an activist. Let's not even, we don't even have to bother talking about pro-life or pro-death. Because in 1973, that was activism. How dare you make a law that comes out of the clear blue, a belief that we've never held in all of our history, not just the nation, but the world, but because you want it, because you're progressive, because you've evolved, activism. We've got three new judges that aren't evil activists. There's hope. My brothers and sisters, we're facing a tipping point. We can continue fast-tracking in the direction of recovering patriotism, morality, the spiritual life in our country. We can be about that movement. Okay? Or we can fall to the errors of Russia, of what we were warned in Fatima. Stalin blatantly spoke these some 30 years after Fatima. He exposed his hand, and we see it in spades all around us. Jesus was asked today in the gospel, what's the greatest commandment? First of all, I'm going to tell you once again, I'm going to remind you once again, the Satanic Bible, here's their commandment. Do what thou wilt to be the whore of the law. Do whatever you want. Okay? What's our commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And the second follows it naturally, supernaturally. Love your neighbor as yourself. Rage and division is the devil. Okay? We are charity and unity. We're love and unity. Please, please, don't fall prey to the devil and become divided. That doesn't mean you're called to compromise. That means you're called to get on board with the force that is zealous for recovering our country once again, standing athwart the errors of Russia. And so we're called to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. What do you want me to do, Lord? I'll do it. I love you so much. You'll see, this is that first gift of the Holy Spirit that brings all the rest. Fear of the Lord. Awe and wonder. I'm afraid of offending you. You're amazing. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And then you know what will happen? The second is like it. He says, you know what will happen? You'll love your neighbor as yourself. St. Teresa of Lisieux said, Jesus flooded the darkness of my heart, my soul, with torrents of light. Love filled my heart. I forgot myself. And henceforth, I was happy. I don't know about you, I want to be happy. I want you to be happy. Okay? Let all that love in. Let it all in. Let it be a torrent. Let it flood your soul so that you receive fully the gift of awe and wonder before God. Afraid of ever offending him. Wanting nothing more than to please him. And so what? So that you turn to your neighbor in all love. You forget yourself. I have a degree in psychology. I'm going to boil it all down for you right now. The cause of suffering and pain and depression, sometimes leading to suicide, is because they're so focused on themselves. The healing comes when we forget ourselves and say, you know what? It's you that matter, not me. And then I was happy, she said. And then I was no longer struck with sadness and depression. You see, here's where it comes. And this is the words of hope that I want to leave you with right now. We all want to be happy. Okay? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We knew what that meant in 1965. We need to recover that. Neighbor looking out for neighbor. Don't worry about me. What do you need? That, see, that's the consequence. That's the end result. That's the evidence that you've let the love of God flood into your heart. And you found the source of all meaning and purpose in life. You found the deepest kind of joy ever. You're happy now. Because it's not about me, it's about you. When we get to that place, you know how connected we're going to be? You know how unified we're going to be? Do you know what a force to be reckoned with we will be if we recover what we knew in 1965 before Stalin and his commies invaded our country? And so, brothers and sisters, open your hearts as St. Thérèse of Lisieux did. Let the light of his love flood your hearts. Let us become a people for others. And let us pray, God, heal our land. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father.